For the purpose, critique, positive, education, everything that goes along with it, Shiny Sword Podcast presents.
Hey, it's the Nerdlings Podcast, and this is our Christmas podcast. As we get ready to partake and leave of the city, I'm WC Chronicles, your senior host.
Jersey Mike, junior host. We, like you said, partake. We're leaving the city like Santa on his sleigh.
At session time here, podcast session time, I'm leaving in 9-10 days. You're leaving in like shorter.
Six and out.
It's going to be so good.
Well, you know, they're getting snow back east, so it's not happy, but it's not dreadful. It's like, you know what? It'll be a nice touch.
They are socked in the Carolinas.
5 inches, 8 inches, 13 plus inches. So it's thank goodness I'm close to there, but not that close.
I'm just looking to get get back to Oregon and hide out, see family and friends, and just chill, literally.
Now, we just went to a local establishment, which is not little.
And you were right.
It is amazing. Now, the only thing I want to say.
Bellagio.
Yes, the only thing I want to say about that is I want to see you get one of their Christmas balls out of there. you had to buy it the other place. I want to see you buy one of them. It's impossible. It ain't happening.
That thing is the size of a Volkswagen.
Isn't it amazing what they did over there?
And what we're talking about is the Christmas display that's over at the Bellagio Casino. It is amazing. I'm going to be posting probably about 8 different videos over the next 8 days on our Instagram account.
There you go. The 8 days of the Shiny Squirrel Pass, okay, the 8 days of the Shiny Squirrel Pass posting of the Bellagio Christmas ornament decorations, because you have to see this.
It's worth it. It is so much worth it.
I mean, you see people from China there, Russia, I mean, Bulgaria.
United Nations going on.
Yes, and they all come in by the tens of thousands, hundreds, maybe millions come there to view that. It took 3 days to set that up. And it's really amazing.
Oh, the Sea of Poinsettias, it's sponsored. It's got Coca-Cola as a sponsor, so they got the polar bears. But the polar bears have petals from carnations on them.
I mean, and they have an American flag there in the background with a Christmas tree. It doesn't get more better than that. Really doesn't.
So what we're going to be doing here, our special guest coming up shortly is actually quite quickly, Sean Connery and Darth Vader are here, and they're going to be reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
I can't wait to meet Darth Vader in the studio. This is going to be amazing.
Sean Connery is, Bond and Darth Vader, why not?
Doesn't get better than that.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
The stockings were hung with the chimney by with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
The children were all nestled in their snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.
And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap just settle our brains for a long winter's nap.
When out on the lawn there swole such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter.
Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutter and threw up the sash.
When what to my wonder awful eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer.
With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick.
And he whistled and he shouted and he called at their names, now Dasher, now Dancer, Prancer and Vixen.
On Cupid, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
So up to the housetop, of course they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too.
And then in a twin fling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof, and drew in my head and was turning around.
Down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed in all fur from head to toe, foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot.
With a bundle of toys was flung on his back. He looked like a peddler just opening his pack.
His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples were merry. His cheeks were like rosy. His nose was like a cherry.
His droll little mouth was drawn like a bow. The beard of his chin was as white as snow.
A stump of a pipe he held in his teeth and smoked it and circled his head like a reef.
He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly.
He was chubby and plump, a jolly old elf, and when I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head.
And soon he gave me a nod, I knew I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went to his work, and filled all the stockings, and then turned with a jerk.
And laying his fingers aside of his nose, and giving a nod, and up the chimney he rose.
He sprung to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away flew like down of a thistle.
But I heard him exclaim,
ere he drove out of sight,
Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.